The people who you view as the most motivated people in the world, they're actually the kind of people who have insane systems set up in their lives that keep them on track, and ways and routines to take care of themselves and keep their energies pristine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hang.
Episode 91.
Woo! The year we were born.
The year we were born. And maybe some of you as well.
That's where the magic happened, baby.
1991.
The late 1900s.
The late 1900s.
We're oh my gosh. Choogy. I've studied that word. That's something new with me.
Choogy.
We'll get back to it.
Okay.
But first,
I'm gonna write it down because I think I know what it means, but maybe I'm wrong.
I thought I did too, and then I looked it up and I was like, oh.
Stay tuned, because in today's episode we break down the word choogy.
I know we said we were gonna talk about how to stay motivated, but we've decided on choogy instead. I'm Sadie.
I'm Juliet.
Obviously. And we created Goddess Hang's podcast to make the world of mindset, manifestation, and magic more relatable
and fun.
And we have so many new friends in our world.
Oh my gosh.
I have a chill just thinking about it right now. Like, it's so exciting.
I know. We had a huge jump in Patreon members in August. If you joined, we're so excited. We're having so much fun getting to know you. If you're on the fence or you've been thinking about it, it's a new month. Happy September.
New month.
This is the best time of the month to join at the beginning. Although there's never a bad time to join.
No, but it's just you get the whole
the
month.
Best time to join.
It's the most exciting time to join. You know what they say about September? It's a great day. It's a great month to join a new community.
Yes, back to school, back to patreon.com/goddesshang.
Yes.
We have our notebooks. We have our, I have a little textbook.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. So, yes, if you're new, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back.
Welcome back.
And we're your psychic witch BFFs. We have so much fun here. We dive deep. We have fun. We laugh. And we learn and grow along with you. So, Sadie, on that note, tell me everything that's new with you.
Okay, well, I learned what the word choogy means.
Let's start there. Let's start there, because I will not be able to concentrate on anything else.
Have you heard this word?
Yes.
Okay, so I like, my thought around it was kind of accurate. It was just like, choogy means like, kind of like, maybe like cringy, or like, you're kind of like, you think you're cool, but you're not. Like, you're trying to keep up, but you're not, with like current trends and stuff.
Okay.
Which is accurate, but it more specifically is referring to like trends from like our, like when we were like Gen Z's age. So it's like the trends from when we were in like middle school, high school as millennials. It's like the millennial trends that are no longer cool.
Oh, I see.
So but we're still, like, doing them, or, like, we're choogy if we're, like, trying to keep up with the, like, Gen Z, but we're, like, being so millennial.
Oh, my gosh. Hashtag choogy and proud.
Choogy and proud.
Hashtag wear whatever the heck you want.
Well, and I was, like, looking at, I was looking at a vice.com article about how to know if you're choogy. It was just my birthday. We'll get to that. I was doing my birthday FaceTime with my two best friends, like childhood best friends that we like all live in different areas. And mm-hmm. I don't know how we got the topic of conversation, but we started talking about choogy, what it means, and then I'm sitting there on vice.com and we were all like, this is so choogy to be looking at an article to see if we're choogy.
Well, you gotta know.
But I had to know. And it said things like quoting Friends or The Office, and I was like, how dare you?
This is just mean. I thought I had at least another 10 years before people younger than me made fun of me.
Right. I was like, but I'm not a boomer.
No.
But I'm choogy.
But
here we are.
When we were 12, the boomers were in their 30s, right?
Oh my God.
So it's the same difference. So yeah.
You turn 31 and your world just changes, you know?
The world changes.
But In all good ways,
in all good ways.
I'm happy to be an elder and be choogy and proud.
Yeah, I just, you know, we're, enjoy making fun of us, because in about 20 years, it'll happen to you. And this is just a tale as old as time. So just wear what you want, be who you want. And a lot of the trends that are choogy, very comfortable things. I enjoyed wearing leggings and Uggs. Yeah. I enjoyed, like, there's certain things that I'm there, not...
That was one of the lines. It was like, before you throw out your Ugg boots, remember, they're really comfortable and cozy. I was like, I will never throw away my Ugg boots. No. I don't give a fuck.
No. And keep them, because they'll come back in about 7 years. Just wait.
Yeah. I remember when I was in, like, I don't know, middle school or whatever age, and my mom was like, oh my gosh, everything from when I was your age is coming back around. So it really, it's, yeah, it's all a cycle.
It's cyclical.
Cyclical. I'm just, you know what? I will forever be choogy if, because it is coming back, is low-rise jeans. And I will be the biggest dork at the ball with my high-rise pants.
They're
forever.
They're just more flattering.
I will never.
Your butt crack doesn't sneak up.
Yeah. I have a very long torso, so that was like, I looked like a cartoon, like comical in that trend. It was very bad for me and my very long torso.
Here's the thing. My 12-year-old body looked great in low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
My 31-year-old body, and I have a gorgeous body. Yes. A gorgeous body. We all have gorgeous bodies. It doesn't look as good in low-rise jeans. It's just not as, I mean, maybe I just need the right pair. Okay.
No, because no matter what, you're going to have a muffin top, no matter what size you are. It doesn't matter. There's always that little, like, it's just, and it, like, it does, it's not flattering in any way. Like, the high rise is so just flattering. It really shows off the curves, the goddess body. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Well, let's hope that the stores continue with the high rise, or we need to stock
I'm
up
not,
now.
Yeah, the thrift stores will always have them.
Oh, very
true. We can always go back to the thrift stores.
Very true. I saw something that was talking about how the next trend that's on the rise is, remember when we were 12 years old and you had to only put eyeliner like on, like, everybody
on the bottom
and it doesn't work on my eyes, like I have a particular type of eye where it just makes my eye shrink in half. It doesn't open my eye in any way. And so the raccoon thing was very popular. It was like no makeup but just these raccoon eyes and like black and studded belts. It was a very Avril Lavigne time. Well, with the rise of I'm just a teenage dirtbag, whatever, picking up, there was somebody saying, like, I predict trends all the time. This is the next thing. We're bringing that back. That everyone's going to have really thick eyeliner but no other makeup. And I was like, oh no, it's
you know what's so
back.
Funny? When I go back to Wisconsin, and I'm from a small town, so, like, nobody really stays up with the current trends. So it's like, that's still like how people do their makeup there when I go home and stuff. And like,
oh my gosh,
it's just like nobody really move past. I just feel like we were always like 10 years behind there.
Maybe longer, because when I went to visit your hometown and we went to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Juliet's jaw was on the floor. She couldn't believe the sights she was seeing.
What I was most impressed by was the amount of women who had like the bump it hairstyle, which is a cute look. But it's from a very particular time.
That was like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my
15
God, so many
years
bump-its.
Ago.
So many bump-its
that was
and
like middle
side
school.
Bangs in Wisconsin.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's like we never moved past that time.
But apparently the side part is back.
Yeah. My hair naturally falls in the middle, so I always struggled with the side part.
Yeah. Mine is middle-ish.
Mine's slightly off center, so.
Tell us where your part falls.
To the right, to the left.
Drop a comment. We're dying to know.
And are you choogy and proud?
Yeah, because, I mean,
next t-shirt.
Choogy and proud.
Choogy
That's
and proud.
That's kind of cute, actually. With sparkles and hearts and unicorns on it.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I could make that.
And we'll wear them with
minutes.
Our leggings and Ugg boots.
And our heart Tiffany necklaces. Did I tell you the story?
Is that choogy?
Well, I hope not, because I have... some newer heart Tiffany necklaces.
Yeah, I think, Tiffany's a classic.
But the one with the big chain, you know what I'm talking about? It was like really chunky. Mm. It was a big deal. Anyways, it was a big bat mitzvah deal when I was growing up. And my grandma did this thing. And this is going to sound like such a silly complaint, but I'm going to complain about it. And I'm not available to hear why this is a silly. I know it's a silly complaint. So my grandma, knowing I wanted this necklace so bad.
Yeah.
And knowing that my like Christmas, Hanukkah, all these big holidays were coming up, my bat mitzvah, all these things. My grandma buys... And my grandma, just to context this, very wealthy, like could absolutely have afforded the real thing. Not that I, okay, whatever. Let me just tell you.
Just don't overthink it. Just give it to us straight.
Okay. Buys a silver necklace that looks just like the Tiffany necklace.
Yeah.
Probably for like the... $50, maybe.
Yeah.
Puts it in a Tiffany box, in a Tiffany bag, signs a Tiffany card. And I was over the moon. I was so excited. I went to school and I was like, this is my new Tiffany necklace. And these girls like bullied me. They're like, that's not real Tiffany. Real Tiffany has this and this and it says it and did it. And I was like, well, why would my grandma lie to me? It was this big drama.
Grandma! That was a very nice.
I remember I told her, I said, you know, I would have loved the necklace if you had just
wrapped
it as a necklace.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice to put it in all that packaging and make it seem like. That was not the right move.
Right. And so she goes, well, I never said it was Tiffany. Grandma!
Grandma, you know what you were doing.
I'm like, what? She probably went to Tiffany, bought herself something.
Yeah.
Took home the box, took home the bag, put my necklace in there.
Well, I never said it was Tiffany.
Oh my God. Anyways, that's every time I see that necklace, this like shiver comes over me and I'm like, oh my gosh, Ashley in the eighth grade is telling me what an idiot I am because I actually believe this. Anyways, this that's is very... such a not any... Some people have real problems, but that was mine.
Well, it's not that the problem there isn't that it wasn't real. It's that it was real and then got bullied, and that's sad.
It was sad.
That is a sad story.
And I was so excited. And I wouldn't have cared if she was just like, oh, I know it's not the real thing. I'd be
great, I love it. Yeah.
Anyways, Chugi.
Chugi.
Okay, what else is new with you?
Let's see. I made some notes. Well, I have to tell you all about my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, okay. I really liked this like reels that my cousin sent me. Well, that was very appropriate to send me because I grew up being such a Harry Potter fan. Reread mm-hmm. the books over and over. Definitely like why I wanted to be a witch. And this was a reels that was... I've never listened to the podcast, but it said it was like self-helpless podcast, and it was these two girls, and they were really cute. And she was talking about, I think they like the subject of the episode was about like solo travel, but she was using this example from Harry Potter, and I think this kind of leads into like the episode, what we're going to talk about in today's episode. But so we'll circle back. But do you remember the scene in Harry Potter? The Expecto Patronum scene where, mm-hmm. you know, throughout that book and that movie, he's trying to do this spell. It's a high level spell. It's hard to do. He's never really fully successfully doing it. And then he at the, you know, towards the end of the book/movie, he's at the lake and they've traveled back in time and he's with Hermione and he's like, you know, someone's coming to do the spell. Watch. They're watching. They've traveled back in time and they're watching him and the Dementors coming in. And he's like, wait, someone's watching. And then he has this moment of realization that no one is coming and only he is going to save himself. He realizes that who he saw was himself and he's the one. Mm. And it's only he's there for himself.
Yeah.
And this realization that we all have to embrace and own. Like, no one is coming to save us. No one is coming to change our lives for us. No mm-hmm. one's coming to help us. Like, we have to help ourselves. We have to be the one that takes action. So in the context of this clip, this was her sort of realization about how she wanted to travel the world. And if she wanted to travel the world, she just had to go fucking do it. And that's how she sort of started her solo travel journey. But this applies to anything we want to have in our lives, who we want to be, what we want to do, if it's travel or starting your business. Or you know, whatever it is, it's like, we're the only ones that are going to save ourselves. And I thought that was such a cool analogy and example. So I wanted to share that because it just gave me chills. And then my birthday. My birthday was on Monday.
31. It's so 31. Much fun.
I feel like a brand new woman. So yeah, it was when this episode comes out, it was a week ago. And so last weekend I had my birthday party. It was Disco Cowgirl, and it was like, I think it was the most fun party I've ever thrown.
It was very fun.
It was so fun. We played drinking games, which we called Cowgirl Cup, but it was really like a chandelier. What was the other name they called it? Like Rage Cage. It was really fun. Yeah. It was like, it's like you're like, it's chaotic and you're scrambling and trying to make things happen. It was so fun. And we did karaoke, and it was just so fun to bring like different groups of friends together and just see everyone like just mesh so well together and have so much fun together. And I received so many thoughtful and nice gifts. Mm-hmm. And it was just the best night ever. I had such a good time. And then on my quote real birthday on Monday, it was the perfect day because I had like the first half of the day to myself. I got to be alone. I spent like 2 hours like journaling about like the I was like, okay, I'm gonna write down like 30 lessons I learned in my, you know, 30th year. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote 31 things I'm grateful for, and then I wrote 31 things I've manifested in my 31st year. And I said it past tense, but it was like, ooh, all the things that I want to manifest this year, which I'll share some with you later, but
I'm so
can't say them all on here. But it was really fun. And those 31 things ranged from like literal like goals of things we want to create and like numbers we want to hit to like the emotions I want to feel this year, and committing myself to like more play and fun and orgasms. That was one of them, and which I've been doing a really, really good job so far in my 31st year. And it just felt really good. Like, I just sat in my front yard for like 2 hours and was just writing and writing, and it was really, really lovely. And I went to a yoga class that was called like Gratitude Flow, that I love to go to it every Monday. But I love that teacher, the way she like talks through and reminds you to stay intentional throughout the class. So that was just like a really yummy way to start my day in my 31st year. And then Craig got home from tour, and this was so fun. So we used to live in West Hollywood when we first started dating, or he lived in West Hollywood and I lived pretty nearby. And we would always go to this restaurant called Jones Hollywood, and it's an Italian restaurant, and it's like such a cool date night vibe, or like a night out with friends. Like, it's kind of like speakeasy inspired.
Oh, fun.
It's got like a bar there, and it's just like one of my favorite places. I love the atmosphere there, and he took me there like within the first few weeks of us dating, and it became a fast favorite. We would go there like every week, and it was just one of those spots where we sort of like first fell in love, like a very special place to us. And so it was just really sweet for him to take me on a date there, because it took us an hour to drive there. Like, we live by the beach now, it's far. So it was really just thoughtful, and it was so nice to be back there and get our favorite meal. And then he took me for a little drive up Mulholland Drive to like see the view of the city at night.
That's very
which
sweet.
When during the pandemic we did that drive like every other day just for something to do, to see the pretty view. And we would always just sort of like talk through like what we were manifesting and what we wanted. It was sort of our manifestation drive, because you're driving through these nice neighborhoods and these beautiful views of the whole city, and you're just like, wow, there's so much possibility and potential out there. So it was a very nostalgic date night, and it was really, really nice. So yeah, I had a really good birthday. It was like peaceful and fun, and the weekend was like chaotic and fun, like in the best way I mean chaotic. And it was just like such a good balance, and I just had like a perfect birthday weekend. It was so nice.
Oh, good.
And I mean, I think that's pretty much everything that's new. I'm on a Brendan Fraser kick right now. Because we started watching Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is, I think it's a great movie. I love that book. It's one of the books I talked about numerous times on this podcast that I think it's real. I think the author was channeling something. And then Journey to the Center of the Earth, the movie with Brendan Fraser, it's about, so Jules Verne wrote that book, and it's about Vernians who believe that he was writing the truth and that they're trying to figure out how to get, and then like, so the movie is about people believing the book is real and going on the adventure. So it was so fun to watch. But then I was like, man, like young Brendan Fraser, so yummy. So then I watched George of the Jungle, which,
oh, I remember that.
The cheesiest, most like ridiculous movie, but oh my God, he is so hot in that movie. He's just like tan and oiled up the whole time. Oh my God. I was like, Craig watched like half of it, and then he was like, I'm just gonna go do some stuff. I was like, okay, whatever. I'll watch this on my own. Wow. 10 out of 10 recommend. It's on, I can't remember what, but we didn't have to rent it. George of the Jungle. Oh, it's on Disney Plus. I also watched Twitches. Not Brendan Fraser, but I had never
Tia
seen
and Tamara?
Yeah, I had never seen Twitches before that I remember.
I think I must have seen it a lot. I don't remember it, but I feel like I must have watched it.
Disney, I said this to Greg. I said, babe, Disney Plus actually has a lot of good movies that aren't necessarily for kids. And then I was like George of the Jungle. And he started laughing. He's like, that's for kids.
You're like, I think there was something in it for the adults, too.
I don't know. I think the mommies liked it. But there really is a lot of good movies on Disney Plus that are beyond just like the cartoons. Ones that I was like, oh, is that a Disney movie? But they've just bought up other rights to movies, I think. Anyways, I've been on Disney Plus a lot lately, I guess.
That's fun.
The summary. And I think that's everything. What's new with you?
Okay. I wrote things down because I was like, I did actually have an interesting week. So let me just make sure I didn't forget anything. So you mentioned you're listening to a new podcast, right? Or a newer Harry Potter, self-helpless.
Oh, it was just a reel.
Oh.
I haven't listened to the podcast.
Okay. Anyways. Well, I started a new podcast.
Oh.
If you were a fan of Girls Next Door, the show about the girlfriends at the Playboy Mansion back in the day, there is a new podcast. This is not an advertisement. I'm just telling you. It's called Girls Next Level, and it's Holly and Bridget, and they are spilling all of the tea.
Oh, wow.
They are telling you exactly what went down, how they got involved. Like, and for me, Cone. I love it. I can't get enough, because I used to watch that show, and I still watch it, like, when I feel like it.
Yeah.
So if you ever enjoyed that, you'll love Girls Next Level. I also listen to Pod Meets World, which is the Boy Meets World, where they walk through every episode. So that's been really fun for me lately. So on Friday night, I went to this rooftop bar in Venice Beach called Hotel Irwin. I think the bar was called High.
Hi.
And it's right on the water, and it was just, it's been so hot during the day here. So, but at night, it's just dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
So Victor and a couple of friends, we went and we got this really fun booth, and you could sort of hear the waves, and we got drinks and dinner, and it was just very, very magical. And before we sat down, we walked through the Venice canals, and there's just ducks on the water and
I love
and boats
the Venice canals.
You know, I'm so like, cool. Can I live here?
Right?
All the bridges. And anyway, so that was my Friday night, and it was just really magical, and it made me want to sort of do more things that are out of my normal schedule, because
yeah.
I do have a pretty routine week by week life, and I like having a routine, but it's good for me to get out. And
you need both.
Different.
I need to get out more too.
Yeah. So maybe we can set some adventures. Once a month we have like a goddess. Let's commit to like a goddess play date.
Yes.
A play date. That's cute. Then on Saturday morning, one of our quantum goddesses, Christina, was hosting a really incredible estate sale in Long Beach. And I was like, well, I can't miss this because I always want to support, you know, and I was available. Sadie was busy, but Sadie wants to support too. But I wanted to go. And I also love estate sales and just secondhand magical things. So this apartment that Christina and her partner staged did such a beautiful job. Their estate company is Heirloom Collective. Heirloom Collective. So it was so cool. It was like walking into a time machine because they had not changed. I mean, this poor man had died, but his apartment had not been changed, I swear, since like
69. Could have gone. Yeah. Sounds so cool.
The vacuum cleaner, the washer, dryer, every appliance in the kitchen. It was unbelievable. I bought 3 records with Christmas music because nothing's cozier than hearing like a scratchy record with holiday music. The kitchen was all wallpapered this dreamy, groovy, like that brown and yellow and green flower pattern. The ceiling was wallpapered. And this apartment was very big. Yeah. I mean, this was the biggest apartment I've ever been in. So it was just amazing. You did such a good job, Christina. Big shout out. All of our quantum goddesses are entering week 10 right now when this episode comes out, doing huge, amazing things. Keep an eye out in our stories. We'll be reposting a lot of their accomplishments and their exciting stuff in the next couple weeks. But that was really fun. And then I went to lunch. Irene came with me. And then we came to your party. And there was some psychic magic that happened at your party.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So you've probably heard Sadie mention Steffi from the Psychic Scoop podcast. Yep. Spirit Sis.
Yes.
Steffi. And I've heard so much about Steffi, and I was so excited to meet her. And I felt like we clicked immediately. Mm-hmm. She's just so easy to connect with and get along with. And I'm sitting outside, and I won't point out who, but one of the girls was talking about like wanting to meet somebody and wanting to get into a relationship. And Steffi goes, are you open? Can I just, something's coming through. And she said, yes. And she said, what is this connection you still have to this person named? And she said the first name of this person's ex-boyfriend. And this person's ex-boyfriend's first name is not even the name that they go by. So even if this person, which of course she didn't because she has a life, did extensive research on this girl, she would never have come up with his name.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because his middle name is the name that we know him by.
Oh.
But his first name is the name she said.
Oh, wow.
And she was telling her, like, you really need to cut this off. Like, and it was just this big, amazing thing. And it was so cool to witness.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm ready for my psychic message, which I've never said in my life, because usually you've heard my stories. Weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
And one day I'll really get into the stories even deeper. But I'm sitting on the couch and she said something like, you know, I'm feeling some things. And I said, you can tell me anything you want as long as it doesn't insult me anyway. I was like, I'm not available for that. And she said the sweetest things about, like, Victor being my soulmate and we're going to get married in the near future. And
she told me that recently.
Yeah. And just stuff that we're going to do, like, as a partnership, me and Sadie. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very fun. And then in between all of this, we're playing these very fun drinking games. And I was driving Irene home. So anytime that my that I had to drink, I would go, uh-oh, and I would pour it into somebody else's cup.
And everyone's like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And I was like, she's driving.
She's being responsible. So, but for me, it was fun to play the games. And, oh, I made a Reels that did very well on Instagram.
Yes, it was so funny. I was cracking up.
Using your pendulum for household tasks. So if you haven't seen that, go check it out. I was laughing too. I'll have to make like a part 2. And it was so fun. Sadie looked so gorgeous and so happy and was surrounded by so much love and so many good friends. And the decor, it was amazing.
Thank you.
Disco balls, cowboy boots, cow print, balloons. It was fantastic. Then on Monday night, I went to Zumba and it was a special Zumba class.
Oh.
Which I didn't know until I got there. So I guess Monday was Michael Jackson's birthday.
Yes, me and Michael Jackson have the same birthday.
Oh. And it was also Sadie's birthday. To celebrate your birthday, I went to Zumba. And there's a guy who takes our class and he's friends with the teacher who sometimes will lead a dance and then go back into the group. Anyways, his biggest idol in life is Michael Jackson. So he comes to the front of the class. He announces it's Michael Jackson's birthday. He puts on a wig. He puts on the white glove and proceeds to guide us and lead the most fun Michael Jackson dance party dance, Zumba style.
Oh my God. Ever. Fun.
Oh my gosh. And then he did it again later and did like a costume change. He was just so into it. And I could tell he idolized this man the way that I idolized Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Britney could do that would get me to stop loving her. It's one of those. It's like, I don't care who you are, what you did, as long as you're Britney. Like, I don't care. I don't care. She could run over my dog and I'd be like, it's okay.
You didn't mean it.
Yeah. So that was so much fun. And it was just a really nice weekend. It's been a good week. I've been working a lot. We've both been very busy. On that note, ad break.
Have you ever wished that you had a sparkly Oracle deck?
I really have. Goddess Higgs Podcast presents Quantum Goddess Holographic Deck.
Wow.
This deck literally has it all. We're talking spells and rituals, journal prompts, inspired actions, and five guided meditations. You hold your phone up to the QR code and you close your eyes and it's like we're in the room with you, whispering a meditation into your sweet ears.
Have you ever woke up and thought, gosh, I wish I could just pick a card and it would tell me what to do for my magical practice today? Well, we got the deck for you.
Quantum Goddess Holographic Deck. In stores now. In store now.
In store now. GoddessHigs.com/shop.
We also have the intuitive magic oracle, the original deck, the classic deck that one day, it's an investment, folks. It's going to be worth something.
Yeah, it's almost sure gone.
But it'll be worth something.
Low stock alert.
Low stock alert.
Very exciting.
In store now.
In store now. GoddessHigs.com/shop/merch or something like that. You'll figure it out. It's in the show notes.
You'll find it. We have faith. You're smart. All right, we'll do another ad break later. But okay, maybe if we segment them off. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to bug people, but I also want to share what we're doing because it's exciting and fun. And when people sign up, they're so happy they did. So I don't know.
No, it was that. It was just because we were launching stuff, so we were talking about it more. That's all.
Right, we'll try to space it out.
It was just the time.
We'll try to space it out. Thank you for your feedback and have a good one. Okay, so let's get into how to stay motivated, which is why we're all here today.
Mm-hmm.
I also think as summer sort of starts winding down and we get into that weird like August, September time,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel like we have like a dip in motivation collectively because around the new year we're really motivated and then mm-hmm. we're getting excited for the summer and like what the summer is going to be. And then we sort of are now entering this season where here come all the holidays rushing at us,
mm-hmm.
and it just feels like time passes quicker, and we have a little bit of a dip. So I'm curious, I have some things that I wrote down, and I thought I could talk about like some personal examples, and I also brought the book that motivates me so much, so I could like read some sections from that.
I love that. Yeah, I think, okay, so let's just think about that question, how to stay motivated. I don't know about you, but I used to have this story I told myself that like, oh, I just wish I was one of those people that was motivated. Mm-hmm. Like I knew I had big dreams. I had a lot of like, oh, wouldn't that be nice? What if? Like, this is what I really wish I could be doing, but I'm just not a motivated person. And the thing is that like, maybe there are people that have an easier time tapping into motivation. There's people that have, you know, quote, easier access to their energy. It comes more naturally. But the thing about how to stay motivated, that question, is that you won't. It's not realistic to ask yourself to be motivated all of the time. And it's not who anyone is. The people who you view as the most motivated people in the world, they're actually the kind of people who have insane systems set up in their lives that keep them on track, and ways and routines to take care of themselves and keep their energies pristine. Mm-hmm. And they're people who are really in tune with their cycles of rest and their cycles of energy. So the trick to, quote, staying motivated is to stop trying to stay motivated and actually put systems into your life where you can stay committed. Staying committed is the actual goal and not staying motivated. And so that can look like a routine in your life. So, like, what are the kinds of things you want to stay motivated in? I think common ones are like, I wish I was the kind of person who works out all the time. I wish I was the kind of person who could eat healthy. Like, how do I stay motivated to eat healthy? How do I stay motivated to make my art? How do I stay motivated to, you know, keep building up my side hustle into a full-time business? Like, I want to be that kind of person. How do I stay motivated to do those things? And it's just not realistic to expect yourself to wake up every morning and say, wow, do I feel motivated today? But when you have routines in place and you have a commitment to those routines, then you stay on track. So the trick, the key to staying motivated is actually to be the kind of person who stays committed to the systems you have in place that take care of your energy and keep you on track for your goals. So I'm curious what kind of systems you have in your own life that help keep your energy good and keep you on track.
So for me, there's just a number of things that are non-negotiable and that I show up and do sort of regardless of how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And I do want to just zoom back a tiny bit and just, you know, for context, I've had some moderate to severe mental health struggles, and there were times in my life where motivation, like, wasn't even something I could access at any time.
Yeah.
Because what I needed was to stop having panic attacks. So, you know, take everything we say with where you're at and take good care of your mental health, because there was a time when I was just severely depressed and very panicky, and this, all of what we're about to say would have been very challenging. And once I received the help that I needed, I was able to make the commitments and put the systems in place. So I just mm-hmm. want to put that into perspective. But I just have non-negotiables, and I just write, I have a planner, and I write out things that I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. No, before the sun goes down, I am posting this type of content. I am mm-hmm. creating this type of thing. I am brainstorming this. I am sending this type of email. I am sitting down and scheduling this next thing. It's like, I just don't even allow myself the opportunity to procrastinate or wait until inspiration strikes. When inspiration does strike, it feels amazing. Mm-hmm. But me doing what I need and want to do, whether it's in our business, you know, going to the gym, which I don't often feel motivated to go do, I just mm-hmm. go, because I wrote it down, and I don't like breaking promises to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how, that's the biggest system that I have, is that I just no longer I just decided that things aren't optional anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer optional that we post on TikTok. It's just not. It's no longer optional that we do a podcast. The things that I want to do, it's no longer optional that I release music, like, every year, whether it's one song, a couple songs. Like, it's just, it must be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires just, it's exactly what you're saying. It's the commitment and just letting go of this idea that every moment of it has to feel magical. Every moment of it has to feel like a muse is on your shoulder. Because in my heart, it's like, I don't always have a muse on my shoulder. When they come, I'm like so excited. Mm-hmm. And I soak it all in. But then they're floating off and giving other people ideas. And in the meantime, I have to show up. Mm-hmm. I have to work. And that is, and I'll, you know, share it in this book in a little bit, that is when the muses come. That is when motivation comes, when we're being consistent. I would also say keeping your eye on the prize and having the ability to say, what I want requires me to do this, that, and the other, whether it's eating a certain way, exercising a certain way, building your business, you have to have like a long-term vision and know that it takes those little steps along the way to make that happen. If you sort of lose sight of the vision, and if you're not thrilled and excited and invigorated by the vision, it's going to be hard to stay committed.
Yeah, I feel very strongly just like I have a tendency to be very, like, I've had this in multiple readings. Like, the readers have been like, do you struggle with, like, lethargy? Like, just not being able to move. And that's how I felt most of my life, just sort of frozen and stuck. Like, I'd have a day off and this big vision of, like, ooh, I'm going to, like, go to the flea market and then this and then this. And then I would, like, sit on my bed on my phone all day, just, like, unable to, like, get myself to do something, even something fun. And so I really had, this is something to this day that it's, like, a part of me. And, like, I fall into being low energy very easily. So I just have these things in my life that it's like when I do these things, it sets myself up for success. It takes care of my mental health. It takes care of my physical health. It takes care of my spiritual health. So it's like, I gotta work out. I gotta go move my body, whether it's a walk or going to a workout class. And I don't like going to the gym. And I took my time finding a place where I'm like, oh my gosh, I look forward to going to this place and doing these workouts because they're dance classes and I like the environment and the people and all of those things. Meditation was another one where it was really hard and I still get out of consistency with this, but it's just those things where it's like, have I ever once regretted doing this? No, I've always felt better afterwards. So it's about, it's a gift for yourself, and it's changing the energy around those things that you like have to do and be like, well, these things make me feel good. So when I start my day by meditating and moving and getting some sunshine and eating something that fuels my body in a good way, then I have an easier time focusing on work and being productive and doing all those things that I would like to get done. Because when I throw out those other things in my routine, like going to my workout class or starting my day with some movement and not eating and not meditating, then guess what? I have a fucking horrible time trying to focus. I can't get anything done. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the day, I haven't done any of the things that make me feel good. I haven't gotten anything done work-wise. And I feel like shit and I'm an anxious mess. So it's like, I know the path that I get led down when I throw my systems out the door. So that's my motivation. It's like, I don't feel like doing this, but I know where it leads when I skip out on it. So it's about understanding yourself and what helps you and what supports you and making that such a fucking priority, even on the days. It's like, show up for yourself, even when you don't feel like it. And so staying motivated isn't about like hustling and grinding and tiring yourself out. It's about having the systems in place that make you feel your best. And maybe you do all of the things that are good for you. You meditate or do your yoga or whatever like your stuff is. It's not going to be the same as mine. Maybe you do all those things and then you still feel the call for rest. And that's fine. That happens. But you did all of those things that get your energy right and you're still being called to rest. Okay, that's going to happen sometimes too. But more often than not, when you have the systems in place to take care of yourself, you become the kind of person that works out. You become the kind of person that eats a good breakfast. You become the kind of person that meditates every day. Then wow, before you know it, you also become the kind of person that creativity comes to you really easily and showing up for your business and putting in the work comes in really easily and you have more energy and you have more access to your energy. So it's about like figuring out how to set up your days where you're getting your energy right and then it snowballs into the direction you want it to go. Because for me at least, it's like small line to cross where my energy can snowball very quickly into a place where I do not feel good and I have to take very careful care of myself. And my life has changed so much. I mean, I have a freaking business because I prioritize taking care of my energy. And, you know, it might not seem like in order to build a thriving business, you should meditate every day or journal every day or work out every day. But those things are important. whatever they are for you, because it's like you have to feel your best to show up as your best self for those goals you have and those things you do want to put in hard work for. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like big on routine, and like, of course, you're allowed to spontaneously go on your adventures and skip out on the routine and the workday and whatever. Like, we're not saying any of that, but having those systems in place to say, oh, you know, my least favorite part of my business is like that admin work, but it's got to get done. Tuesday's our admin day. That's my routine. That's my schedule, or whatever it is for you. Mm-hmm. You've got a side hustle that you only are motivated for some of the time, and you tend to put it as your last priority. Well, make, you know, whatever day of the week, make Saturdays your day that you commit at least, you know, 4 hours to like create for it and do work for it and create content for it, like whatever it is, but make promises for yourself and keep them even when that time comes and you don't feel like showing up for it. I think like we talked about this with our Beyond Quanta Goddess babes, the people that did a longer term membership with us, about showing up for whatever it is like it's your job, because they're creating their businesses, they're ready to, you know, make it happen to go full time. And in this instance, we had two artists we were talking about. So I'm like, okay, you're an artist, you gotta show up for being an artist like it's your job. You have to be your boss, you have to hold yourself accountable. It's not an option. Like, nobody's gonna come make you do it. You're not gonna get in trouble with anybody if you don't. It's up to you. Expecto Patronum. You're the one coming to save yourself. And so I think what's been powerful for me is to be like, oh, like my job is to be a witch. I have to show up for that job. My job is to be, you know, a podcaster. I have to show up for that job. I can't text Juliet and say, I really don't feel like recording this week, let's just skip this week. Like, no, we're accountable to each other, and I'm accountable to myself to make my energy right. I've texted Juliet before and be like, can we start a little later today? I need to get my energy right. I'm not feeling it. And then I go for a walk on the beach and I take care of myself. And then I'm like, okay, great. Ready to show up for my job. So it's like, how do you get ready to show up for your job?
I love that. I also just thought there's a couple things that motivate me. I am very motivated by the thought that a miracle can happen at any moment. Mm. A miracle, the next big exciting thing could be just around the corner. Mm-hmm. The treasure could be 3 inches away from where I'm digging. You know, and even if it isn't, we've talked about this, even if it isn't, it's very fun. It's very exciting. It gives you a sense of purpose to live and be as if you're have amazing things just flowing your way.
Oh, yeah.
And then energetically, you sort of end up attracting that anyways. So I always think like there's just that life is just sort of like going through a maze, and you just truly never know what's around the corner. And sometimes it's like a pothole or a trap or, you know, something you got to get through. Yeah. And then sometimes it's the most magnificent, exciting thing ever. So, you know, again, with sort of keep your eye on the prize, like keep your eyes in a state of wonderment and enchantment of like what is possible if I continue. Mm-hmm. We know what will happen if I don't continue.
Yeah.
But we don't know what will happen if I do continue. And if I do continue, there's a chance I'm going to get where I want to go. So why would I stop now?
I think that's an important question to ask yourself if you're like having trouble staying motivated towards a goal, like let's say starting your business, like let's say like growing a side hustle into something that can be your full-time job. It's like there's going to be moments where you feel like it's not working. It's going to feel like, you know, it's just easier to like keep my income be from this job, and the side hustle is just this fun thing I do and I feel like it, when in reality, you know, the dream is actually otherwise. But asking yourself like, okay, if I keep doing what I'm doing now, showing up the amount that I am now for myself and my goals and my desires, like where will I be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? What does that look like? And if I put my energy where I really want to put my energy, even when I don't feel like it. And if I go all in on this goal and this dream and let my heart really follow this and let my energy go here, what are the possibilities? Where could you be? Because so often, like, I'm just thinking like, wow, in 10 years, I can't even fathom where we'll be, because from what, the point where we started this podcast to now, which is coming up in a few months on 2 years, mm-hmm. in December, couldn't have fathomed that. So I can't even imagine a decade from now. But like, if I were to right now say, you know what, like, this is getting overwhelming and hard, and I think I'm just going to go back to like managing a store. And I think to 10 years from now, like, I want to throw up. Like, yeah. That's awful. And so really, like, you know, it can be a kind of a scary thing to think about. But think about it. If I don't start showing up differently, where am I going to be in a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades? And is it, how do I feel about that? And if that doesn't feel good, then what can you do now? How can you make different choices? Where can you put your energy? And you might not know that answer right now. That's why we're so passionate about, especially for our entrepreneurial babes, which are so many of you in our community. That's why we're so passionate about helping you uncover more of that for yourself. Then prioritize your energy on the things that make you feel good, make you feel your best, like the morning routine, you know, journaling, meditation, whatever those things, because those are ways that you connect with yourself, you discover more of yourself, you get to know yourself, and before you know it, it's going to be so fucking clear and obvious what you do want and what you do want to create. So it always comes back to having the systems in place where you are spending the time with yourself and your own energy, and that just ripples out and out and out, and before you know it, insane things are happening in your life because you're not necessarily, quote, staying motivated, but you're staying committed to yourself and your energy, and you're taking care of yourself, and the energy moves differently in your life, and you do have more energy. You do end up with more motivation to go where you want to go.
I would also recommend sort of creating a concoction of podcasts, videos, things that you can have playing while you clean the house, while you drive the car, while you walk on a, take a walk, whatever you're doing. That's sort of the beauty of podcasts, is you can listen on the go. And I do a lot of multitasking, where I will put on things that truly motivate and inspire me. They say that you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Those people could include the people you have literally in your ear listening, that you're listening to all the time. So if you, and so I've been giving myself permission to listen to just some fun podcasts lately, because everything I listen to is like business and motivation and personal development and all these things. But it's a good thing to do, because if you have people in your ear all the time telling you how they live, what they do, the choices they've made, the energy they've been in to be committed, to get where they are. And maybe we're one of those people. That would be great. It becomes easier to adopt those beliefs as well and identify with that type of person, because it's very different than when you're sitting, you know, at a bar with a bunch of friends who are just very negative and unmotivated, and they're just happy sort of doing nothing and complaining about everything. And we don't want you to get stuck in that type of situation. That's no fun.
I saw an interesting thing that said, like, never take advice from someone you wouldn't swap places with.
Absolutely.
And I was like, wow, yes. Like, it's so important to, and yeah, if you don't have those people in your life, like, it totally counts. the five, it's like the 5 voices in your ear. Not necessarily, you know, because sometimes we can't help it. We go to work and we're surrounded by negative attitude people, complainers, all of that stuff. You know, there's a time and a space for complaining. Sometimes you gotta get it out. But if this is a habit that you're around all the time from people in your life, that's fine. Put the voices in your ear that are cheering you on and making you feel inspired and making you feel motivated, and have the beliefs that you want to embrace and you want to integrate into your life. Because it's wildly important, and it's pretty incredible how quickly things will shift when you surround yourself with the right people and the right energy.
So is there anything else on your list?
No, that was pretty much it. This middle part is notes from our meeting yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Could tell you about that. So, exciting things upcoming.
Very soon. Exciting. New things, new edges. So the big thing that we run into collectively mm-hmm. is that, like, when we feel unmotivated or when we want to get up, but we just, okay. That feeling has a name, and it's called resistance. Mm. And I read this book many years ago. I've read it many, many times. I've highlighted a number of pages, and I thought I would just read some parts of it because it really breaks it down, and I thought we could just have a little goddessing story hour. So this book is called The War of Art: Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles by Stephen Pressfield. It's so good. It's so good, I promise you.
Another book rec that I have for this kind of thing is, let me look at who wrote it, but it's called Atomic Habits. I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. It is by James Clear, Atomic Habits, and it's a great way. He really talks about the how to create more empowering habits in your life, and he makes it really easy. Like, it's like you can't expect yourself to just one day be, you know, the perfect example of this habit being in your life every single day consistently. He really talks about shifting the identity, because when we shift identity, it doesn't even have to be like a quote habit, a good habit, or when it becomes an identity shift, it's easy to release a bad habit. So that's another good book rec too, but I don't have things highlighted from that one today.
Okay. So I'm just going to read this first page, and I might read some other parts too, but this is called The Unlived Life. Most of us have two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance. Have you ever brought home a treadmill and let it gather dust in the attic? Ever quit a diet, a course of yoga, a meditation practice? Have you ever bailed out on a call to embark on a spiritual practice, dedicate yourself to a humanitarian calling, commit your life to the service of others? Have you ever wanted to be a mother, a doctor, an advocate, run for office, crusade for the planet, campaign for world peace, or preserve the environment? Late at night, have you experienced a vision of the person you might become, the work you could accomplish, the realized being who you were meant to be? Are you a writer who doesn't write, a painter who doesn't paint, an entrepreneur who never starts a venture? Then you know what resistance is. Mm. So it talks about that being this in between. And the following is a list in no particular order of those activities that most commonly elicit resistance. So these are the things that we most commonly feel unmotivated about. But it's really resistance. And when you realize it's a force of the universe, you don't feel so bad when you feel it. You're like, oh, resistance is here.
It's like, oh, my old friend resistance. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of brush it off.
Number one, the pursuit of any calling in writing, painting, music, film, dance, or any creative art. Number two, the launching of any entrepreneurial venture or enterprise for profit or other. Number three, any health regimen. Number four, any program of spiritual advancement. Any course designed to overcome a habit or an addiction. Education of every kind. Stuff like that. These are the things where resistance comes up, mm-hmm. which is like, oh, obviously. Let's see what else. Everyone who has a body experiences resistance. And we can use it as a compass. The more important a call or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel towards pursuing it. Because if it didn't matter, you wouldn't care, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about this. If somebody said, Juliet, do you want to play kickball on Sunday? I'd be like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't feel anything.
You're not
anything.
Feeling resistance to it because no. It's not something you desire that you're saying no to.
I like this, too. It says, Henry Fonda was still throwing up before each stage performance, even when he was 75. In other words, fear doesn't go away. Resistance doesn't go away. The warrior and the artist live by the same code of necessity, which dictates that the battle must be fought anew every day. And you know, you gotta be a strong person and decide that you're a strong person to pursue the unlived life within you.
Mm-hmm. I love that, the unlived life.
Yeah,
it's like I'm the kind of person who continues to move forward even when I'm scared, because that's never gonna be a part of us, like the fear of judgment or the fear of failure or whatever that fear is attached to. And it's just so funny how much resistance we just have to, like, the simplest things that make us feel good and make us feel more like ourselves. Like, I, you know, now it's a pretty well-established habit for me, but, like, you know, I was just gone for, like, 10 days, so it was hard to get back into it after my trip of, like, working out every day. Or, like, I go to, like, a class, like, 4 days a week, and then I, like, go on walks or whatever. But, like, integrating movement into my work every day, into my routine every day. And it's, like, it's just so interesting to me how the things that are so good for us, we have the most resistance to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Why is it so hard for so many of us to, like, commit to eating nutritious foods that are really good for us? Why is it so hard for us to work out when it makes us feel our best? Why is it hard to sit down and meditate when we feel so good when we do it? Like, it's just so frustrating that all the best stuff we feel so much resistance to. But for me, I'm just like, that's kind of my energy shift around it is like, that's so fucking silly that I have so much resistance to this thing that's good for me. I'm just gonna fucking do it. Nike, just do it. Like, it's good for you, Sadie. Get over yourself and just sit your ass down and meditate. Set a timer. Do it for like 10 minutes at least. A lot of times I want to keep sitting there once that 10 minute timer goes off, and end up sitting there for 2 or 3 times that amount of time. It's just like, you just gotta fucking do it sometimes.
Oh my gosh. So you just said, like, why do we feel so much resistance?
Yeah, is the answer there?
The answer is here. So I have a couple pages and then one last quote, and then I think I'll wrap up this reading. Resistance feeds on fear. We experience resistance as fear, but fear of what? Fear of the consequences of following our heart. Fear of bankruptcy, fear of poverty. Fear of groveling when we try to make it on our own, and of groveling when we give up and come crawling back to where we started. Fear of being selfish, of being bad wives, disloyal husbands, fear of failing to support our families. So he's saying all the things we could be afraid of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are serious fears, but they're not the real fear. Not the master fear, the mother of all fears that is so close to us that even when we verbalize it, we don't believe it. The fear that we will succeed. That we can access the powers we secretly know that we possess, that we can become the person we sense in our hearts we truly are. This is the most terrifying prospect a human being can face because it ejects him at one go, he imagines, or she imagines, or they imagine, from all the tribal inclusions his psyche is wired for and has been for 50 million years. We fear discovering that we are more than we think we are, more than our parents, children, or teachers think we are. We fear that we actually possess the talent that our still small voice tells us, that we actually have the guts, the perseverance, the capacity. We fear that we can truly steer our ship, plant our flag, reach our promised land. We fear this because if it is true, then we become estranged from all that we know. We pass through a membrane. We become monsters and monstrous. We know that if we embrace our ideals, we must prove worthy of them, and that scares the hell out of us. What will become of us? We will lose our friends and family who will no longer recognize us. We will wind up alone. These are the things that we think might happen. In the cold void of starry space, of course, it does happen, but here's the trick. We wind up in space, but not alone. Instead, we are tapped into an unquenchable, undepletable, inexhaustible source of wisdom, consciousness, companionship. Yeah, we lose friends, but we find friends too in places we never thought to look. And they're better friends, truer friends, and we're better and truer to them. Do you believe me?
That's so interesting because one, I think I have two takeaways from that. One is like, if we have this fear of success, so to speak, like what that quote was just talking about, and it's like, that means that we are totally 100,000% responsible for our own lives, mm-hmm. and we can't place the blame elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary. Where it's like, oh, well, if I don't fully step into my power, then I don't have to fully take responsibility for my life. And of course, we, you know, all have different outside factors that we, you know, all experience and deal with on our own journeys. But we do have the power to create whatever it is that we want. We do have the power to, you know, live how we really want to live. But once we admit that, that's scary, because then if we're not doing it, that's on us. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of that, which is really interesting, of the like alienating yourself. And I think that has to do with the like, there's these secondary benefits to staying the same, to keeping yourself small, to not doing the thing. Like, so whatever it is that you're having trouble staying motivated in, what's the secondary benefit? And I was reading Gala Darling's Magnetic Mindset, and she had some great examples of secondary benefits in that book. For instance, you know, like, well, if I like sort of like get my health together, like I start eating better and I start going to the gym, then when I go to happy hour with all of my friends and they're all cracking jokes about how out of shape they are and they're all complaining about how shitty they feel, I'm not going to be able to be a part of that conversation. So my secondary benefit is that like I'm part of the group. Yeah. I'm in sync. I'm like the chemistry in the group is like I'm a part of it and I'm cracking the jokes and I'm complaining and I'm there with them. There was another good one. It was just in my head and it just slipped my mind. But it's like, whatever it is, what's the secondary benefit? It was like if I quit my shitty job or leave my shitty relationship, maybe that was something that when I talked to my friends, I complained about and I got a lot of attention for that. And I got a lot like, you deserve so much better. You're amazing. Like, you are the prize. And we're worried that if we change our circumstances and we're in a healthy relationship or we're building our own business and we feel really good or we're in our dream job and we don't have stories to tell the people in our lives anymore, that we're not going to receive that oh no, but you're amazing. So there's like these interesting secondary benefits that are, once you recognize them, they're so totally not worth it, but we grasp onto them, like attention and camaraderie. But that's like attention and camaraderie and things that we don't want. And What's really cool is that a lot of, you know, we have so many people, we talk about this all the time in our community, and that's why our community is so special, because it's a bunch of like-minded people that have come together to say like, you know, I'm ready for this mindset change and to believe in magic and to believe in my power and do these different things. So like, yes, a lot of times some, you know, friendships and relationships do fall away, but you do find your people. But another cool thing can happen, and it happens more often than you think, is that maybe you'll have this distance between you and some friends for a while, but a lot of times they start seeing the cool things you're doing and how much better you're feeling, the things you're manifesting and the things you're creating, and you lead by example. And a lot of times those friends end up catching up to you and say and making changes in their lives, and you have this amazing ripple effect. So just remember that, like, once you decide to take care of yourself, to embrace the motivation to stay committed to the things you want, to be the kind of person you want to be, like, you're leading by example and you're having really beautiful effects on your friends and your family and your children, especially if you have kids. Like, how much better is it to, you know, it might seem bad to like leave a partner, for example, but don't you want to show them an example of like a dream relationship, rather than one that doesn't have the kind of love there that you desire it to be? Like, kids are very intuitive and they pick up on that. So sometimes we think that we're doing what's best for someone else, but really when we put ourselves first, it's always for the benefit of everyone in our lives. I really truly believe that. So stay motivated to be committed to you and what you want and who you want to be. And even in the smallest of ways, if it comes to moving every day, to meditating, to journaling, to those little things that make you feel good, that's going to have such a beautiful ripple effect out in your life, because you're going to get to know yourself better. You're going to have, your energy is going to be more aligned, and you're going to have more energy, more motivation to put towards the things like building your business, like pursuing your dream job, like attracting your soulmate relationship, whatever those big, big, crazy goals are. It all starts with keeping your energy right and taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I have one more. One last page to read. It says, the artist's life. Are you born a writer? Were you put on earth to be a painter, a scientist, an apostle of peace? Apostle?
Apostle.
Apostle of peace. Jewish. In the end, the question can only be answered by action. Do it or don't do it. It may help to think of it this way. If you were meant to cure cancer or write a symphony or crack cold fusion and you don't do it, you not only hurt yourself, even destroy yourself, you hurt your children, you hurt me, you hurt the planet. You shame the angels who watch over you and you spite the Almighty, this is part's a little intense, who created you. And only you with your unique gifts for the sole purpose of nudging the human race 1 millimeter farther along its path back to God. Creative work is not a selfish act or a bid for attention on the part of the actor. It is a gift to the world and every being in it. Don't cheat us of your contribution. Give us what you've got.
Give us what you've got.
Give us what you've got. And know that it's okay to not wake up, you know, as a ball of motivated sunshine every day. Mm-hmm. I don't, but you have to wake up as a committed person every day. I loved everything Sadie said about schedules and routines and systems, everything we said about the voices in your ear, choosing enlightening podcasts, spending time with people who uplift your energy. Noticing if you do have, is there a reason that you're motivated to stay in an unhappy relationship? Do people say you're really strong? Mm-hmm. Really strong for being with that person. Is that something? I remember my first relationship, I would always hear that. And I thought, wow, I'm so noble.
Yeah.
But really, I was miserable and frankly being abused. So it was, I had to leave.
And also, like, you're not doing that person a favor by being with them if you don't want to be with them.
Correct.
They want to be with someone who wants to be with them, and you should be with someone you want to be with. Like, sometimes we really think we're doing someone a favor, and it's like, no, you're just keeping yourself safe, quote, safe. And it's really interesting, the excuses and the stories that we like to come up with. But, you know, I think the more time we spend sitting with that and examining it, the clearer it comes and the easier it becomes to choose differently, to show up differently. And you get really good at recognizing, like, oh, my energy's a little funny, and this is the thing I need to do right now to fix this. Like, I've gotten so in tune with, like, I woke up feeling funky today. I've really wanted to do batch content. I still want to get that done today. What's the thing that's going to help me do that? Do I spend a little extra time journaling or meditating? I'm like, you know what? No, I feel really called to pick up that book in particular, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. And then before you know it, there's something in there that really lights a fire and gives me some inspiration, and I've made 10 posts. So it's really cool. Like, once you set yourself up with these systems and you really get in tune with them, how easy it becomes to go, this is how I'm feeling today. What's the tool in my toolbox that's going to get me where I want to be? And you start to be able to shift really, really quickly.
I'm trying to create a quote, like a closing quote, something like, motivation is commitment with a tutu on. Do you know what I mean? It's like, they're kind of one and the same. Motivation is commitment with a dress, with a hat. With a cape. With a cape. That's kind
of
cute.
With
a wand.
Like, commitment with, like, the sparkle arching over it.
Motivation is commitment beneath a rainbow.
With a smile.
Motivation is commitment with a smile.
Ding!
It's like how luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Motivation is commitment with a smile. With a smile. Under a rainbow.
And
riding a unicorn.
Don't forget, proud and chuggy. Chuggy hashtag and proud. I said it wrong.
Proud. Hashtag.
Messed it up.
It
damn
was
it.
Not a true Tiffany necklace.
Damn it. I'm trying to think of, like, my chuggiest. Can you say that? I don't really know how to use the word.
I don't know.
So chuggy, I don't know how to use the word. What's the chuggiest thing about me? Probably. I still rewatch all those shows over and over. So maybe. I was trying to think of the other examples.
Don't leave a comment letting us know what the
chewiest
thing is.
They're like, I know what the chewiest thing is about you.
Put that
those
in your
high-rise pants that go up to your nipples.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Oh my gosh. Well, on that note, I think it's time for these cowgirls to ride off into the sunset.
Into the ad break.
Oh. Blue's Clues here.
Blue's Clues is sponsoring this ad break.
Elmo loves ad break.
Can you do a full Patreon announcement in an Elmo voice? Elmo voice, do you think? Well, okay, I'm just going to ask Elmo a few questions okay. And you can answer briefly.
Okay, this is going to be bad. I'm sorry.
Elmo, what's your favorite thing about the Goddess Hangs BFF Patreon?
Elmo loves how welcoming and nice everybody is to Elmo. Elmo loves the pictures of people's pets. Elmo has a fish named Dorothy.
So cute! I can see him. We got to get Elmo on the podcast.
I know. Elmo, let me write more songs for you. 3 was not enough.
Elmo has a fish named Dorothy.
Oh my God. Elmo is too young to join the Patreon, but if Elmo could, Elmo would. Elmo has to ask his mommy and daddy.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Elmo endorses the BFF Patreon. I don't know what more convincing you need than that. But if you need more, we are a community of 80 people now.
We have, not including us, and a couple, we have approximately 85 people in there.
Oh my gosh. You gotta come hang out with us. It's so fun. We have all of these fun categories in our Discord.
About motivation.
Seriously, it's pretty incredible the transformations that we've seen happen. If you're looking for a place that the energy is just motivating and inspiring and supportive, yes.
Elmo thinks it's magical.
Magical. The Discord is for you. It's really fun. And also, if you want to be able to hang out on Zoom with us for an hour every month, we have the Coven tier, and we have a Coven meeting every last Wednesday of the month. We do workshops, we do group spells, we hang out, we have fun. It is just the best time we have all month. So you can join the Coven tier. We have Patreon exclusive retreats. In June, we went to a huge, beautiful cabin on the lake in Door County, Wisconsin, and our next one is in San Diego. It's called the Rockstar Villa. We booked this luxurious, I mean, it's basically like
it's a mansion,
like a compound. It's got a full tennis court, it's got a pool, it's got games,
a water slide, a swim up bar.
Yeah, it's gonna be so fun. We're gonna make vision boards together, we're gonna do spells to welcome in the new year. It's the first week of January, just after the new year, so you can still celebrate New Year's Eve with your family and friends or whatever you love to do, and then you can come hang out and spend that first weekend moving through a portal to an abundant as fuck new year.
Oh my God, I just saw a vision of all of us like sitting in a circle in the living room or out in the grass if it's warm enough, and with our laptops or our iPads or whatever we have, and just create, like playing really fun music and creating vision boards together and that like super high vibe, potent energy. Oh my God, it's gonna be so fun.
And so yeah, you can come to the Patreon exclusive retreats when you're in the Discord. It's so, so fun. We have so much fun in there, and we're all so close. Like you know so much about our lives, and it's so fun and cool for us to be able to get to know you better. So thank you for everyone who's in our Discord. And for our new babes, we can't wait to get to know you better. We're so excited about all of our new friends. Oh, my.
Oh, I heard
Tony's
that.
Making a noise. and we have another retreat coming up next July. And this one's open to everybody, so you do not need to be in the Patreon. We're going to Bali.
We're staying in beautiful resorts. We are going to hang out with monkeys. Mm-hmm. We're going to dance beneath waterfalls. We're going to swim in sacred waters, visit just beautiful cultural sites. You can bring your mom, your sister, your best friend, your partner. Bring them all. Mm-hmm. Everybody can come on this retreat. It's open to the whole extended Goddess Hangs community, and it's going to be really fun.
And that's in July 2023, but you can book now, and there's even payment plans available, so you can finance your trip if you want to, which is a really cool option.
And then we have one other thing that we would love for you to follow and be involved in if you're an entrepreneurial witchy babe, a sexy side hustler, a mystical maven. This just came to me. I mean, it's not my melody, but biz witches. You don't know the O'Reilly song?
Well, I didn't know what to say instead of auto parts. Oh.
Biz witches.
I was trying to come up with something really quick. I was like, the only thing I came up with was like something that, and it rhymed with farts.
Business.
Farts.
Ow.
biz witches.
Biz witches.
Make more money.
Ow. There's we always that little
we're,
ow.
We're going to work on it.
We're going to actually, I'll write a proper jingle.
Auto parts. Biz witches. I was like, should I say it?
Auto parts. The newest venture from Goddess Hangs comes Biz Witches Auto Parts. Although we will teach automation at some point.
Automation. Ow. That'll be the melody for our automation workshop.
Each workshop gets its own song.
It's very exciting. Yay. We do have a free training called Your $10,000 Day, and it's all of our top secrets to big cash days. Mm-hmm. Even with a small audience, we have really insane, like, don't make sense conversion rates when it comes to the size of our audience and how many people join our community and buy into our offerings. And we've learned so much in our journey the past couple years about how to make juicy offerings that sell, pricing them right, the art of selling. And along with all of that practical magic comes, you know, the energetic shifts and the alignment. So your $10,000 day is a free training that you can join to tap into that. And then we have a really fun offer at the end of it if you want to dive even deeper into our world. And then, you know, maybe you're not interested in starting a business or a side hustle, and that's cool. We got a freebie for you too. Don't you worry. We have a 17-page guidebook we created. It's called Witchcraft for Beginners. And even if you're not a beginner at witchcraft, you'll still enjoy it because there's some of our favorite spells in there, some fun ways to bring magic into your everyday life. There's a multiple page section about manifestation 101 if you want to brush up on that. And it's totally free, 17 pages. We dive deep. So all of that fun, juicy stuff is in the show notes. Check it out. If you ever have questions about any of our offerings, you can email us goddesshangs@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram @goddesshangs, and then make sure you're following us.
Oh, that scared the... Oh my God.
The floor's creaking above us.
My heart just leapt out of my body.
Sounded like they were going to fall through the ceiling. They might at some point. Oh, it's an old building.
We don't usually hear them walking.
I don't think they go in this bedroom a lot, but we have a new person that's going to move in, so they're cleaning it out.
Oh, okay. Yes. Pardon my jump scare.
Jumpy. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We're making waves over there. @goddesshangs and @bizwitch.inc on both those platforms. And then you can follow us. I'm @IamSadieOlson.
I'm @Juliet.Piper. And we'll see you next week.
We love
you. Thank you for everything. Bye.
Bye.